WTIC. Well, the state's still here. It's been 24 hours since tolls have been abandoned, and it has not tumbled into the sea yet. Apparently, though, it's close. Not because of malfeasance, overspending, debt, any of those routine problems, just because the infrastructure needs a little, some potholes filled, and they need tolls for that. It's a strange, strange argument. Joining us now, Pastor Will, your favorite 9 to noon host. How are you, Will Marotti? What's going on, sir?
I'm feeling so fulfilled, Todd. You know, I said this morning, not that I think we should assume that this is dead and done. There's been more resurrected Bills in Hartford than there are in the Bible, resurrections taking place. But it's got to feel good for Pat Sasser and the no-toll CT folks that the grassroots movement, we the people, push back the marauders at the gate.
Yeah, well, how about us? It feels good for us, too.
Well, it does, and we played a small part, and we're happy to have done that. We're helping get the information out, rallying people and raising money for the website and getting people to sign petitions and going to rallies. And I spoke to State Senator Henry Martin this morning, and you know, I remember last year, last summer, when they came down and did a town meeting at our Wallingford Town Hall.
Yeah, they did a little tour.
Packed up. It was so many people, and I was like, you think back to then, we thought it was going to be an uphill climb. We thought it was going to be a tough battle. It was, but it was so sweet to watch the governor just to talk about how frustrated he was and losing his patience. It was a wonderful moment, wasn't it?
Oh, it was terrific. Although, you know, I was a little embarrassed for him. Like, I don't wish the guy ill. I just wish ill the horrible things he wants for the state. Anybody who thinks that the enormous, morbidly obese government is not big enough and runs around telling fables and blatant lies to try to trick people into giving up more of their money, I hate that because people get hurt by that. And that's destructive and contemptuous of the best interests of the state. So, it, you know, like that saying, I don't hate the person, but I hate what they're doing. It made me feel uncomfortable for him that he's so immature and so inept that he didn't know how to use that time of being, you know, being in front of the media and having the focus on him. He couldn't have been positive and upbeat and gracious in defeat.
No, he's kind of licking his wounds a little bit. It was disappointing from that sense. But hey, you know what? I think you bring things on yourself sometimes when you're sensing that the public is majorly against something and you see the tremendous grassroots upheaval of what was going on and the number of towns that voted in no toll resolutions and the billboards that were going on. If you can't read that tea leaf, if you can't see what's the writing on the wall, if you will, you're not a very astute politician.
Well, I think they saw the writing and their instinctive response is you've got to run over the people when they rise up. You know, it's just like King George said. It's just like the King George sending the troops over to deal with these rebellious natives over in the States. They had to be dealt with.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I felt like he had a let them eat cake moment yesterday because when he came out with the we're going to borrow $200 million, well, what's the sense of that? Why not take $200 million out of the rainy day fund? You're going to have $2.8 billion in there by the end of the fiscal year. What's $200 million if you need that money, which I don't know that he does. But I felt like that was a little stick in the eye, you know, as he was leaving.
Well, it's a stick in the eye to himself. So his argument, I hadn't really thought this through, but the argument for the tolls is we need the dedicated money to justify for the feds that we're good for the
access
loan.
The federal money, right.
Yeah,
first
and
money.
So yeah. So and the reason to access the federal money, they say, is because it's so cheap, we'd be crazy to miss this opportunity. So now he's saying he would go to more expensive bonding markets to get the money rather than go to the feds. Why would, like you say, why wouldn't he just divert some other money?
Well, and it's a fool's errand because the whole purpose, at least the stated purpose of the truck only tolls, was there had to be a dedicated reoccurring source of revenue. Well, if he borrows the money once and doesn't borrow it again, where's the dedicated – that's not a reoccurring source of revenue,
yes,
borrowing money.
So he's contradicting himself there.
The whole thing is just a sham.
Further proof that everything they say is a lie. Will Marotti is here, your 9 to noon guy here on WTIC. Talking to Pastor Will. Thanks for taking the time to chat with us.
Yes, sir. You know what I felt good about today?
Yeah, what?
You and I both had a great part in this, and here's the part we played was. We were able to broadcast and instill hope. I think, you know, hope is such a valuable thing for people. They can't make it to the next day without hope. And when you're part of the taxpayer base, the voter base of this state, and you think that just because this is how they do things, you talk about running the people over when they rise up, you just get steamrolled. Your voice doesn't count. Your vote doesn't matter. And we went against that. We countercultured that with, you know what, your voice does matter, and your vote does matter, and you're signing a petition matter, and you're donating money. We started dispersing hope. And the more that message was rang out there loud and clear, the more people had the courage to rise up. And I think even yesterday, there was a massive turnout at the legislative office building for
yes.
The stripping of parental right bill. And I think part of that was fueled by the fact that people said, you know what, look what happened with the tolls. We do have a power. We do have a right to speak up. We do have a right to object. So I think the most valuable part that you and I played in this, and you to a greater extent than myself, but I think we broadcast and injected hope into the cause that gave people a reason to want to get involved, to want to be engaged.
It certainly worked on the governor.
Optimism is contagious. Optimism is contagious. Make a difference.
He was repeating our message. But the other part of it I like, you know, I like what you just said, Will. But also, I think what we did is we attached tolls to a larger narrative that
yes.
it's not just a one-off thing. It's a permanent fight to maintain yeah. or to get back to where we're supposed to be in terms of what our system of government is.
Well, it's funny. After I got off the air this morning, Pat Sasser shot me a message and said, you know, we're not unraveling here. We're not taking this apparatus apart because there's more fights to continue. And I said, I never thought you would. And I think that's true. I think what has been started by Pat and the No Toll CT folks, I think has generated great momentum. And I really think we can carry this forward all the way to the next election.
Oh, absolutely. This is never going away. This is the shadow government now in waiting. It's, you know, there's going to be elections in a few months.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we've got a unique opportunity. It's a time here, a crossroad moment, a moment to shift some power and some influence. And I'm feeling very happy about it. I'll be honest with you, I'm very optimistic most of the time, but when it comes to politics here in Connecticut, I started to give up hope.
You can't give up hope. You know why, Will?
Optimism is contagious. Optimism is contagious.
Yes, and I believe that. Amen. So we just did. It was a lot of work. I know we really focused a lot on it, but we both brought great guests in to talk about it. We had a consistent message. We kept coming through with it, and I think it's that repetition. But again, the injection of hope that we can make a difference, the people can rise up, and we did.
Well, thank you for making that point, Will.
The rest of our country is looking at Connecticut in a new light. So should you.
he's like doing stand up, I think.
Right. You gotta wonder. You gotta wonder what he's thinking about. He's like, who's off his Christmas card list now, right?
Yeah, I don't know if he's even got one of those.
Radio people. I don't know what to do with them.
All right,
They're
Will, thank you.
In the state.
Thank you for taking the time to hang out with us a little bit. It's good to
Thanks
talk
lot,
with
bro.
You. All right, we'll see you next week. That's Will Marotti. Tune him in, 9 to noon, WTIC.